Did you just come at me? And that's exactly what this is going to be called. Did you just come at me? That'll be the title. In case you were wondering, this is not an audio development journal, in case that wasn't clear. Been doing a lot with that, getting a bit burnt out, so I think we're going to take a bit of a break today and relax a bit. We'll see if I post it today or at a later date, but sometimes it's good to take a step back and just relax a bit, a little bit, enjoy the present moment. Otherwise, what's the point, right? So, also, we're well ahead of schedule. I've accomplished a lot more than I thought I would have by now. You know, I make the fucking schedule, because who else would, right? Who else is there? That's kind of what we're trying to do here, is put you on your own schedule, in a way. Get your own record going on your own time, so to speak. But, yeah, I just wanted to talk a bit about this one porno video I was watching. I don't know if any of you guys watch porn at all. Well, yes, I fucking do. Every single one of you does, if not, you're a fucking liar. But, and, you know, it's good for you. But, come across this one video, and, you know, it's like, woman gets her hand stuck in sink, man helps her out, or something like this. I don't know if you guys have seen this one, but, well, I was fucking intrigued, to say the least. I gotta find out what this is about. I mean, what a plot scenario that is. And, you know, it's exactly that. At first, my initial thoughts are, you know, porn, and they're fucking corny, silly narratives and plot lines with their handymen and this and that. That was my first impression. You know, you don't, it's not like you fucking watch it for the plot line anyway, but, needless to say, don't judge a book by its cover, right? And when I say you this now, I kid you not, in this porn video, I found the entire fucking universe, I kid you not, embedded in this one porn video. So let me tell you a bit of a story here about how this one goes. So take a seat, you know, gather around the fire, get your fucking marshmallows and s'mores out. Maybe add some peanut butter, because you know that's the fucking dope s'more. But just relax, because I'm about to explain to you how this one video changed my entire perception of the world. I guess it just showed me how, you know, this low budget, low quality video just exuded this little lesson of, as I said, don't judge a book by its cover. Because what I thought was just a corny storyline, it turns out, had just an entire can of worms of lessons and morals and tragedy and excitement and exhilaration and everywhere in between, right? So it starts out with this woman who is stuck underneath the sink, like as if you were plumbing, you know, trying to fix the plumbing down there, and you got stuck by some way of fucking magic, because I can't explain that shit, how you'd ever get fucking stuck, like, literally underneath the sink, which is why you think, like, okay, I think we could do better than this, but wait, there's more, believe me, you, it's a lot more than that. So that's how they get you in, right? That's how it starts. This woman calls over her stepson, right? Help, help, I'm stuck. Giorgio, or, you know, whatever the fuck his name is. I think it was a French film, but whatever. We'll call him Giorgio. Giorgio, I'm stuck. Oh, you need to get me out. Can you come get me out? So he comes over and naturally, you know, assumes the position to help get her out and is futzing around, kind of like, oh, let me help you. No, I can't do it. I can't do it. Long story short, yada, yada, yada. He's feeling around, kind of like, oh, do you know, let me, she says, oh, you need to grab me by the waist and try and, you know, muzzle me, what's the fucking, wiggle me out, or something like that, right? So as you can imagine, touchy-feely, trying to, what is legitimately trying to get her out, it would appear, turns into, what are you doing? Why are you rubbing me like that? Oh, why are you rubbing me what are you doing, Jorge? What are you doing? I'm trying to get you out. I'm trying to get you out, and rubbing intensifies, you know, and clearly it's an atmosphere of rejection, of no, even the word no is clearly said explicitly, if you, no, stop, why are you touching me like that? So that's, you know, we get into our first lesson of this woman is clearly, you know, saying no, like no means no. Yeah, he keeps going, right? And let's back up a bit. Let's unpack this, because already we're getting a few bits of the universe, some real juicy shit when you really think about it, which might just slip by you if you didn't have the keen eye or the keen ear or the, you know, if you didn't catch it. So, as I said, you find out this is her stepson, right? And who would have thunk it, right? Who would have predicted that plot? Now, what this is really getting into is the whole Oedipus complex thing, right? You know, like everyone wants to fuck their mother and all that shit. Is like the director of this film is literally just subtly embedding this into our story, which I didn't grasp the shit at first until we got through it, and trust me, it gets better. So Jorge, or Giorgio, whatever the fuck, Jorge, what are they fucking saying? Giorgio, despite this clear rejection, keeps pushing it, and he's got her, you know, where he wants her. She's stuck, and touching turns to intense heavy breathing, and clothes start to come off. You see where we're going here. And eventually we get some, for lack of a better word, penetration. I hate to say it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you guys. So what you could argue is, at least in all fucking legal senses of the fucking definition, rape, right? This motherfucker here has got this bitch right where he wants her, and what can she do, right? So penetration ensues, and an interesting phenomenon happens is that what starts out as clear rape eventually, gradually, but then subtly, right, incrementally progressing turns into seduction, right? And think about that with, there's a lot of mathematical concepts based around incremental progression. You know, if you have an asymptotic limit, you're just getting closer and closer and closer to this limit, but you never get there. But nonetheless, rape turns subtly, turns gradually but suddenly into seduction, which eventually turns into willing participation. And this might sneak by you as well if you're not keen to this type of stuff, but what's really happening here is a realization by this woman where it's almost like a metaphor for life. Like, she got stuck, literally, right, in this position, and what the fuck can she do? So you may as well make the best of the shit, right? I'm not gonna fucking lie. Like, what else can you do? So she, being the brave woman that she is really almost by no choice of her own, well, by no choice of her own, making the best of it. And as you can imagine, seduction turns to, and willing participation turns to intense pleasure, if you could believe it or not. And fuck me. So, and guys, I promise you, I have not even gotten to the best part. So check this shit out, right? You're not gonna believe this shit. I kid you not. What happens next fucking shocked me, to say the least. It has should have me on the fucking floor, okay? What happens next is this motherfucker got a trick up his sleeve, right? Giorgio. Giorgio, as this bitch is wailing her brains out, right, then proceeds to slide his hand up her arm, and he says, "Watch this," as he's fucking her, right? And Giorgio fucking just slips her hand out of the fucking pipe, you know, by way of magic, like, as if to say, I could have gotten you out all along, or, you know, you didn't even realize, you thought you were stuck, but you really weren't. And then the shit gets better, guys, I kid you not. In the moment and the heat of things, and can you blame her, right? She says, "Stand me up and fuck me on the sink." And then she gets even more intense. And, you know, it's really, it's going, right? So, Borgio screams, "See, you knew you wanted this bitch, right?" And she says, "Yes, yes, fuck me, I wanted it, you knew you wanted it, ah, fuck me," right? And then, all of a sudden, Did you just come at me? And oh my god, did I just come, right? Like, I'm not gonna fucking lie to you, like, how could I not? So, now, that's the end of the video, but it's not the end of the fucking story, if you know what I mean. What just happened is mind-blowing. I mean, there's all kinds of lessons just embedded in this, in that one little pixel of a data point, right? Like, this motherfucker thinks, you know, just because I fucking raped you and then you started to enjoy it, he thinks, well, what, he's like almost surprised, like, You know, and you couldn't, you know, I could have described the reaction. He's like, yeah, it just came in you. And so he's like, well, you liked it, didn't you? And, you know, how horrible a mindset that is, right? So now she's sort of coming to her senses. And what I think's happening is she's realizing, now I'm fucking pregnant with my stepson's baby, perhaps. And, you know, do I want to deal with that? Like, what the fuck is this guy thinking that, you know, just because I had no choice but to enjoy myself a little, that it's okay to fucking rape the shit out of me, right? And then on top of it, this motherfucker's gonna get her pregnant. So that's pretty much the essence of it. But if you want to get real deep into the, what's it called, the subtextual, right? The subtextual is that I'd say this motherfucker put some glue in that shit to start with, or, you know, something to get that bitch stuck. And this is like, that's like his MO. That's what he does, is he like gets bitches glued and then he rapes the shit out of them. And then he, you know, maybe his dad didn't hug him when he was a kid, or whatever's going on there. This is what he has to do to find, you know, compassion or fulfillment in life. And so if I was, you know, a speculating motherfucker, that's what I'd say my psychoanalysis of it is. But the good news is, you know, life goes on, and what I think is she has the baby, and this woman's a fighter, I like to think, and just has this amazing, incredible life, because all throughout her life, she's had these obstacles, and it only gets her stronger every time. And then, you know, maybe she, like, runs into some international assassins later in her life, and they're like, well, do you want me to kill this motherfucker for you? And she's like, nah, let that bitch die on his own, you know, something like that. That's what I think she's, let that bitch die on his own in his own miserable life, right? So, did you just come in me? That's that. Peace.